Hi, it's Mac here, it's Mac Colgan on Audio Boo, and today, this afternoon, on Sunday the 20th of July, an audio mo for this day, I'd like to talk shortly about recording means of the BossJock Studio app using my iPad 3 and an input device. And I'm currently looking at the BossJock Studio website where this page dedicated to iOS podcast microphones, the BossJock approved class of 2013. And although there's various means and pieces of equipment like Iricast etc. on the page, the one I'm interested in, or the setup I'm interested in, is actually further down that page, and it is the use of an ATR2100 mic connected via the USB camera adapter kit for the iPad. Now, what I have, I have a Zoom H2N, and I use a line-out-line-in cable to connect that through a USB 3D sound card, and then into the camera adapter kit and into my iPad. On that 3D sound card, USB sound card, is also another port for headphones. Unfortunately, if you connect even the lightest set of headphones, earbuds for example, into that port, the iPad will kick it out, just reject it completely for drawing too much power. The good news is that with the Zoom connected and set as an IF input, it actually works pretty damn well. And the only way I can monitor my sounds while I'm recording on the iPad using this setup is by means of putting my earbuds, my earphones, into the normal earphone jack on the iPad. Not ideal, but it works to a certain extent. So looking at that picture of the setup, it would seem that if you use a camera adapter kit and some means of connecting your mic to the iPad, and in my case the 3D sound card, everything works fine, except the problem is I can't get it into stereo. Now, I mentioned this in an audio boo just recently, and the guys on BossJock got back in a recording and gave us some facts and figures about how to get around that, but unfortunately I'm not sure they actually answered the question about how I could get stereo into the iPad, what means I could use to actually get my Zoom's H2N stereo output to transform as stereo into the iPad. So guys, if you listen to this, maybe you could give me another answer on that, or some more information on how it is possible. Surely there is a means of getting stereo into the iPad. The sound card I got it from Andre, who is Freaky Foof, of course. And as I said, I'm perfectly happy with the wee gizmo. It works damn well, with the exception that the iPad doesn't seem to like feeding or receiving and feeding earphones along with a stereo input. So down to mono, earphones into the iPad's jack, and I can do all the recordings I want. But unfortunately, as I said, no stereo. Come on guys, at BossJock or anyone else that knows, have you have a system that works that gives you stereo in through your input device? Be good to know, and good to find out, so that I'm not working half-hearted here. What's the point of booting out stereo and I ended up with mono? Come on iPad, get your finger out. Apple, please sort this out quickly. Give us something that will allow us to get stereo in it and record the way we should be recording. Okay guys, thanks very much for listening, and I hope for a quick reply from the guys at BossJock, who have been doing phenomenal work through this month of audio mo, by the way, putting out some damn fine stuff for us all to follow on with. And if we could just get Apple to kick in with the guys, because I know that they have mentioned a lot of the problems that they have is because of Apple itself. So there you go. Hope someone can sort this out for me. By the way, the track you're listening to is a track called is a track from Tony Hymas. It's a bluesy jazz piano piece. And I'll finish off with another track from Tony Hymas. I love this guy's stuff. If you don't know who he is, Google him. You'll find his stuff brilliant. And it's also a kind of tribute to Andre Louis, who puts up so much stuff like this himself. I've just given him something back. Just for you, Andre. Well, for everyone, but especially for Andre. Okay, bye for now.